For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products. But today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Well, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, have Faye's feelings for Spencer Grayson already ripened into something deeper than friendship? We know that yesterday Ma gazed at this beloved and ill-starred daughter of hers, and Ma's eyes were wet. Yes, it looks as if Faye is falling in love. Do we want Faye to fall in love with Spencer Grayson? He makes a lot of money. The family likes him. He seems very fond of Faye. Yes, as far as Ma and the folks can tell, he's perfect. Well, right now, it's early in the morning down at the lumberyard, and Willie is giving Shuffle a report on Faye and Spencer at Gladys Pendleton's party. Listen.
So they snuck away from the party, huh? Just the two of them.
That's right, just Faye and Mr. Grayson.
Darnation. Don't it take you back to when you was young, Willie, and there'd be the prettiest girl in town walking home from church, and you'd kind of plant yourself behind a tree or something so you could tip your hat to her accidentally on purpose.
Yeah, and all the while hoping that nobody would notice.
Yeah.
Or at a square dance, how you'd kind of edge over near to where she'd be talking with her friends, and you'd be pretending that you just happened to be there.
Yep. Oh, love is sure a wonderful thing, I reckon. But getting back to little Faye and Mr. Spencer Grayson, leave aside our own memories of girls that we never got around to carrying the books home for them, did Faye and the young fella in question come back to the party?
Yeah, that's what I asked Joe. Joe said they did come back, but the party was breaking up, and so they only stayed a little while.
Oh.
They took him home, and then they went out again. And then you know about yesterday, don't you? Did Ma tell you?
Well, darnation, no. There wasn't nobody at home at Ma's house yesterday.
Oh.
I stopped by in the afternoon, then I stopped by again in the evening. Nobody home.
That's right, because he took them all to Fort William. Spencer Grayson, he took Ma and Faye and Joe and Paulette. They had a swell feed in Fort William.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Well, darnation. Why, Willie, in a way, that's even more important than him wanting to spend his time alone with Faye. I mean, now he wants to spend his time with Faye, plus Faye's family.
Why, yeah. Yeah, that didn't occur to me. Why, sure, Shuffle, that's very interesting. That's exactly the way to look at it. He must have had it bad to want to be with the girl's family.
If he's got it bad, Willie, that's good.
That's good.
Oh, this must be Ma coming in now. Yes, sir, that's who. Morning, Ma.
Good morning, Shepard. Morning, Willie-san.
Morning, Ma. Gee, haven't seen you in a dog's age. I hear you've been kind of getting around lately, Ma.
Getting around? Oh, well, we went out for dinner yesterday, dear. Is that what you mean?
We know all about it, Ma. Willie and me'd make real good spies, I reckon. Joseph delivered the milk to Willie's house this morning, and, of course, with the milk, Willie gets himself all the news.
Oh, did you see Joseph this morning?
Yeah.
Yes, we all went to Fort William for dinner yesterday. Land Joseph so much wanted for it to be his treat, but Mr. Grayson just wouldn't hear of it. Mm. Oh, we didn't get back home till way past 9 o'clock. Little Paulette fell asleep in the car, and she didn't wake up even when Faye was undressing her.
But whose idea was it, Ma, going to Fort William for the blowout? It was Mr. Grayson's, wasn't it?
We figure that if it was Spencer Grayson's idea, it must mean that Spencer Grayson is real attached not only to our Faye, but also to Faye's family. But Willie's got his eye on the big things, Ma, wedding bells, engagement rings.
Oh. I reckon we all better get back to work. The holidays slowed us up, and we got lots to do today.
Oh, well, what's the matter, Ma?
Well, Ma, did we say something wrong? We wasn't trying to say something wrong, Ma.
Oh, not wrong, Sheffield, dear. How can I express this? Not wrong, Willie. Just here. Let's sit down, Willie. Sheffield.
Well, sure, Ma. Here.
Sheffield. Willie. Maybe we all want the same thing. Yes, me too, what we want for our Faye. And we've been watching her and Mr. Grayson and every move they make. You and me and Evie and all of us. Yes, we've been enjoying ourselves, watching this nice thing happen before our eyes, hoping that it might happen.
Well, so what's wrong? Hey, you don't mean that they've gone and had a fight?
Oh, just the other way around, Willie. About Mr. Grayson, I don't know. He's very polite. He seems like he's always enjoying himself, smiling, no matter what. About him, I can't say. I don't know, but... About Faye.
What about Faye, Ma?
When you see it happening right before your eyes, it makes you frightened. Leastways, it makes you frightened if you're Faye's mother. There's so much that you want for this child of yours. You want her to be happy. And still you yourself have lived so long, you know that being happy got pain in it, too. Joy and happiness, they wouldn't have no meaning if there wasn't pain in the world, too.
I ain't sure I understand, Ma.
I believe what Ma's talking about is how Faye feels about Mr. Spencer Grayson.
Yes. What I'm talking about is falling in love.
Falling in love? I mean, falling in love? Faye and Spencer Grayson? Real falling in love?
Oh, Willie, dear. Now, I knew that I shouldn't have said nothing, but Willie-san, if it is happening to our Faye, it's so much bigger than any words which we could find to talk about it. It goes so much farther and more important than the words said. It's... Where did I hear that expression? You must speak soft. Yes, can't we all speak soft? I know what Faye means to you, Willie dear, same like she means for all of us. That's the very reason that we should speak soft.
Well, who ain't speaking soft? I just said... I mean... Well, do you know for sure, Ma? Faye told yourself?
No, Willie. Something real big's happening before our eyes, and Ma's right. We can show the most respect, yes, and be happiest ourselves, and help out Ma and Faye and everybody if we don't ask no questions. If we just... How did Ma say it? Speak soft, and hope for the best for our Faye.
Well, okay, sure. I'm just trying to find out how matters stand, that's all.
Oh, that's fine, Willie, Sheffield. Or maybe sometime before Mr. Grayson gets back home. We... Oh, here's somebody at the door, so we won't talk about it anymore.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's Evie.
So early? Half an hour ago, she was still sleeping. Half an hour ago, you were still pounding your ear.
Which just goes to prove how fast some people can get dressed and do something when they got something to do. Morning, Ma.
Good morning, Shuffle.
Hi there, Evie. That's a real interesting way you got your head wrapped up, Evie.
Oh, I saw a muffler, Willie's. I figured it's cold out anyway, so I just... Well, never mind about that. Ma, I was just over at Faye's. And you know what she was doing?
Faye?
Yeah.
She's just getting ready to clean house, and I left, Evie.
She was talking to Spencer Grayson on the telephone. 8 o'clock in the morning, talking to him on the telephone.
Huh? Well, is that bad or good? Did he call her, or did she call him?
Oh, now, Willie, since when do us Perkins girls go around calling men? He called her, silly. And if you ask me, it ain't bad, and it ain't good. It's marvelous. Wonderful. In fact, holy smokes, it's perfect.
Spencer Grayson called her at 8 o'clock in the morning, did he? Uh-huh.
Gee.
Dear, we can't watch their every move like...
That's right. Now, Ma, just explain it, Evie. We gotta show some respect. We mustn't talk about it so much. We gotta kind of stay in the background and... Let nature take its course.
Who ain't showing respect? I got so much respect, I'm busting with it. Only I'd show more respect if he'd pop the question. Oh, Ma, do you think there's a chance? Do you think there's a teeniest, weeniest little chance?
Well, we mustn't jump the gun, Evie. This sure love stuff is real big and important, Evie.
Yes, Shuffle is right, Evie. And, of course, Mr. Grayson's leaving tomorrow, so we mustn't expect that...
Leaving tomorrow?
Well, yes, didn't you know? He got to go back to work. Mr. Grayson's leaving tomorrow.
Well, then, they got to work fast. Only how could she work fast? Oh, this spoils everything.
Hold on, Evie. Hold on. Take it easy. You wasn't here when Ma explained. We got to speak soft. Only pray hard.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so Spencer is leaving tomorrow. But Faye's not the sort who can work fast, is she? Ah, but Faye and Evie, yes, and Ma, get a surprise tomorrow from Spencer. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.